Many of us alive at this time relate to the idea of being a witch in some way. Maybe you remember a past life as a midwife. Maybe you practice Wicca or pagan rituals. Maybe you're an herbalist or a natural health practitioner. Maybe you are a master manifester or sex magic queen. Maybe you don't relate to any of these, but you still feel some inexplicable draw toward witches. There's a reason that we feel this way. When the witch trials swept through the US and Europe, it was women who were persecuted for everything from curing someone's rash to a man falling in love with us. These were times of great suspicion and religious dogma. Anything that wasn't easily understood was deemed to be the work of the devil. And anyone doing anything unexplained, unique, or who was even considered too beautiful was considered to be possessed or working with the devil. Unfortunately, it is the witches who history has led us to fear, rather than the ones who actually tortured and killed them. One thing I was thinking about recently is that if you're about my age, we grew up with this fabulous cascade of witch movies and TV shows. We had Hocus Pocus, The Craft, Practical Magic, Teen Witch, Simply Irresistible. Do you remember that one with Sarah Michelle Gellar? I remember watching The Worst Witch with my sister, and there was Charmed, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, we had Buffy, even like Harry Potter. I have no doubt that diving into the stories of witches, no matter how like commercialized, awakened an important part of our DNA, helping us remember those past lives or our present day ability to infuse intention into anything we do. We're experiencing a reckoning now and a reclaiming of the witch archetype. She's becoming less the scary old hag with a big wart on her nose and a shrill voice, and more the divine feminine woman who is deeply in touch with nature and the healing arts. The things that our female ancestors would have been persecuted for are now becoming mainstream. It's probably more widely accepted now than ever to use herbs for health and healing. I see people on TikTok at the beginning of every month blowing cinnamon on their front door for abundance. We give ourselves ritual baths. We notice how our cycles are linked to the moon. You know, we live in a time now where we are free to be our witchy selves. And I know that that witch wound still whispers through and says, but is it safe? Am I free? Is this going to be okay now? Remember that we can have women's circles without fearing punishment. Didn't used to be that way. Much of what was viewed with suspicion or ridicule long ago is now proven scientifically, like using St. John's wort to treat depression, or how deeply our intention influences our reality. As Halloween approaches, you might be reflecting on your own witchy qualities and practices. It might be fun to consider, how did the movies and shows I watched as a child awaken this within me? And as witches are at the forefront of our minds during this season, I invite you to honor the witches who came before you in some way. That might be as simple as dressing as a real witch for Halloween, maybe even handing out blessed herb bundles. Perhaps you perform a grief ritual for what women of the past endured. Grief for the knowledge and wisdom that was lost. Maybe you read a book or watch a documentary about witches. Remember that aside from any particular practice you might choose to do, every time you practice a healing art, tend to your garden, do something with intention, or gather with your sisters, you are reclaiming the rights of the feminine, which had been inaccessible for so long. And that every time you work with your fear, speak your truth, and let yourself be seen as the magical being that you are, you heal the witch wound, past, present, and future. and not just for yourself, but for the entire collective that carries that witch wound. So, during this witchy season, celebrate your feminine lineage and its innate gifts. I'll be celebrating right alongside you. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, share this episode or send it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on social media. And if you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead meditations, workshops, community gatherings, in-person retreats, and more. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadevi.com. You'll also find information there about courses, intuitive readings, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.